Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. Along with me, my co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Hello. As we head toward the end of the year, it's coming really quick. You know, we're like 6 weeks away
from the end of the year. Crazy to think about.
I hadn't really thought about that till now, but you know, I've already bought some Christmas presents this year.
Golly.
I've got all these grandkids and kids that are young, you know, so I bought some books and a couple of things, and
yeah.
I need to get back into it again. But boy, you know, just buy a couple of books and something, you've already spent $200.
Right.
You know,
you're going to go
not
broke.
A lot. My pile is not very high, you know, for $200. So
yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's just.
You got to be having some fun, though, buying for the young kids. My kids are grown.
Yeah, I enjoy seeing some of the books, you know, and
because
I've got boys now for the first time to buy.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so, you know, it's airplanes, trains, trucks.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Right.
It's cool. And little girls, I got kind of be, you know, I've had nothing but them. So I know what to get them.
But right.
At certain ages, you know, they're not into Barbie so much, and they're into this. And then you've got a lot of people these days, moms and dads of younger parents, they don't want their kids living on screens. They know how much people live on the screen.
Yeah, true.
You go into work and you see them on the screens. Everybody's on a screen. I'm on a screen most of the time.
Yeah,
I'm on
me too.
Now,
yeah.
You know, talking to you. But a lot of parents are not, they know that those things are addictive.
Yeah.
And there's something about, you know, I always wondered, and I don't know if they didn't know it, or maybe they did know it, but do you think they knew that the child and that a young person's brain is totally perfect for these iPhones and pads? They know how to work it almost like from birth. And we're still trying to figure out about the swishing and all that stuff.
No, you're
they
right.
They somehow know how the mind works, particularly for one that's not blueprinted completely yet.
No, I think you're right. And I think that development of the brain, I think works hand in hand, right? So as you do it, it gets even more like it's part of you, which is kind of scary for all of us. I mean, we still talk about pagers coming out, fax machines coming out, and things like that.
Yeah, well, look how many things we've had to go through. Judas Priest, I mean.
And relearn,
you know, that beeper, I was watching somebody the other day, watching some movie, where their beeper was going off. So people didn't know what the hell that is, you know, your beeper. I had a beeper.
Yeah,
and
I did too.
And you got beeped. Oh, yeah, it was a secret. I saw an FBI agent give a PowerPoint presentation this week, and retired one, and he's talking about how his beeper went off, and the guy in the back's
people
beeper went off, and so everybody's beeper went off. They knew it was bad.
Yeah.
Called the office, you know.
I think the one profession that still uses the beeper or the pager or whatever are doctors. Because it's so
still getting paced. Yeah,
I guess it's very reliable. I don't know, but more so than a cell phone. But I mean,
but we've had so much technology, and then now we're just, you know, the phone, and it's, everybody is, you know, we've got so many choices now of how we watch, if what our entertainment, what that entertainment might be.
Yeah,
it can't stay like this because nobody is economically able to make all this work. I mean,
none of us
afford, you know, 15 different streaming services. It's ridiculous. But I mean, I'm letting it run up to, I gotta pull a plug on something here.
I agree with
you. None of it's killing me. You know, it's $5 here, $9 there, $5 foot long, you know, all the different.
Right.
It's, you know, because I find stuff on Peacock I need to watch. I've got stuff. I'm really all the time on Paramount Plus.
That's your go-to.
Because of Landman and Yellowstone and I watched a movie the other day, Vantage Point, which is some movie with Dennis Quaid from a couple of years ago, but I never seen it.
But
there's so much product out there.
So,
Netflix, that stupid fight that made me so mad.
Oh, man, that thing.
Someone filed a class action lawsuit against Netflix.
Over
because
the
of,
buffering?
You know, just all kinds of legal terms, but they were mad. I mean, I was mad. I cut it off.
That's
so
what
I
did.
Around,
that's,
you know,
what I
but
did. And then I went and watched it again on YouTube. I got off it on Netflix, and then about an hour after it was over, you could watch it on a condensed version, and that was good enough for me. But I'll tell you what I won't do. I won't watch one of those events like that again because it was a waste of 3 hours. I got perfect service.
It was a bunch of, you know, those things have always been.
That's true.
We used to have Ali, you know, Norton fight, Ali
Frazier. Yeah, it's true.
Ali Liston. They were always a bunch of card buildups, but now it's just worse. And we hadn't had a legitimate, really good boxing match between two really good people in a long time. and they gave up on the heavyweights and went to the whatever down that was, where there was a guy named Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh yeah, was he
who had white shoes? I remember that, and he would dance all around.
Boy, he was good though.
The ring, and he was great.
Yeah,
but it was a small. You know, they weren't the heavyweights that were just
Hagler wasn't
beating people up.
Remember Hagler? I remember Hagler fighting. He was pretty popular. But the Foremans and those.
I mean,
people,
you know, it's always been a waste of time in that. And, yes. But one thing I really can't. It's hard to believe. And I don't know where this is going, but there, I think there is going to this, is the betting. You know how they legitimize betting.
Can I ask you a question? I think it's amazing how much NFL players and actors and Hollywood types and all that are promoting it with the disclaimer at the bottom that says, hey, this could be dangerous. You know, you could lose.
Oh, yeah. I think there's some rule that says it's like booze. You know, I mean, yeah. Used to couldn't see hard liquor on TV. And the media, all of a sudden, was okay.
You can see it.
It's like everything was okay after a while. It's like, who let the moral compass of the country just throw in the trash can?
That's
whether
a great
it's
question.
About gambling or whether, I mean, the only thing they haven't done and they're still holding back is legalized prostitution.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's really all that's left. What else? They haven't legalized drugs, but they've dumbed it down a lot.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, they're still fighting over marijuana, but that's getting to be pretty accessible. You're still illegal in some places. In some places, you better not do it.
Yeah, but, well, it's federally illegal, but in a lot of states now, it's recreationally accepted.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the moral compass is kaput.
That's
and
so
again, it happened the other night, and I did watch the rating was MA, which I wasn't familiar with.
Mature,
Mature. And what does that mean? I mean,
that's a good question.
I've been accused of being immature my whole life. Am I mature yet? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're fairly mature. My wife and I, there was a scene in Landman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yellowstone. There was a scene in there that was definitely rated X.
So, I mean, that's pretty interesting. But with the pay, it's the FCC stuff's out the window.
Well, that's one thing that, you know, and this won't be popular. The FCC is pretty dumbed down too. And they used to be, you know, scary for radio people, for TV people, particularly radio people were scared if they came in town, if you didn't have your log books right.
That's right.
Your power readings correct and all that stuff.
Power output.
And somehow all that stuff, a lot of it went automated. And so it gets checked, you know, by computers. But they're talking about going after social media some.
Really?
Because they think they haven't been fair in the elections and, you know, there's some talk about putting some regulation onto social media. And, boy, there's going to be some howling if that happens.
Yeah, it's going to be. I
mean, I can't believe it ever was not regulated in the get-go. People don't really, you know, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, I agree.
Radio and TV have been regulated to the ink. And cable, to some degree, was, but not now with social media. It's just anything goes. And I can't believe and we talked about this, but it just keeps banging me in the head. The common usage of the F word.
Yeah, it's gotten
to be
more.
So common, particularly on the Yellowstones and these Taylor Sheridan shows. They're all the time dropping the F bomb. And again, it's still not acceptable, you know, big language in a broad way. I guess I don't know.
I don't want to be a prude about it, and
I shouldn't drop the F bomb ever myself. But it's just, I don't know.
I'm very confused
about a lot of things. I'm confused. I stay confused.
Not getting into politics, but I will say this. A lot of the political signs and things before the election were F, you know, this. A lot of the ones that I saw were F Biden for some reason. I don't know why.
I saw that.
But that was a prevalent flag. I never saw an F Trump flag. You know, and we can say the word. We're online. There are no regulations. We could say the F word right now. We just choose not to. But the F whoever signs, the truck signs, like the F it sign. Have you ever seen that one? It's the word it with two people, you know. And
I just, you know.
But I don't know where that's gone to the point where you say, hey, I have a flag in my neighborhood that says F Biden, let's say. When is it become so offensive to everyone else? Maybe little kids are in the neighborhood. Maybe, I don't know. Where is the
disrespect? I don't know
where
the line is drawn anymore. It used to be, you know, guys, had potty mouth.
Yeah,
and it was, and we got corrected
mm-hmm.
by some woman in our life.
Yeah,
and
they grandmother,
used to be
mother,
sort of the
yeah.
purveyors of, what are you talking like that for? Wash your mouth out with soap, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just everything. All the rules were taken off of everything. They were taken off of clothes. You know, I mean, no one's doing the formal dress. The tie is certainly not very much in style in most places anymore.
That has changed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw a party in Nashville on Monday night. The no one wears tuxedos anymore, so that's gone.
Interesting.
That's gone at an award show. Maybe at the Oscars there's still a lot, but at this particular show there was a nice sport coat, a nice shirt, you know, dark shirt or some kind of shirt to kind of keep into the formal aspect of it. But then I saw a couple of the young songwriters who used to dress up, you know, something. They looked like Spanish conquistadors at the bus station. They just look ridiculous. And
I gotta
someone
process
was telling
that,
them how they're supposed to dress cool or something. And it's not. It's just tacky.
But let me ask this, though. We talk about this, and we've talked about different aspects of the same thing for several years now. But once you say they're trying to get back and regulate social media somewhat, but once that cat is out of the bag, what does it take, do you think, to put it back in? Or can you put it back?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think it's society. The language is reflecting society.
Fair, yeah.
That's
fair.
What writers are writing, what they think they hear out of the mouths of the people that are those characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that
and
are
that
there,
becomes the norm. Is that
that becomes, you know, you hear the street language, what that used to be called.
Yeah,
you know,
fair. Yeah,
street language. And then you see the loosening of, you know, and as if you're trying to raise children, and again, you know, trying to raise girls, you see all this stuff on TV, and my Lord, you know, you could, it's just, I don't know. I mean,
it's an uphill battle. That's what
it's a real uphill battle with what little boys are getting in their heads of what things are supposed to be about.
Yeah,
or what they're going to do when they get old enough, and I don't know what girls are thinking about. I'm not a girl.
Yeah,
but I just the rules about everything, whether it's dressing up, whether it's sex, whether it's the language you use, whether it's the food you eat, whatever it is, it's all been changed.
That's true.
It's all changing.
That
and
is true.
A lot of that is we are animals that live in a forest that has never been threatened.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been threatened by fire. It's never been threatened by storm. We live in the beautiful, enchanted forest.
Mm-hmm.
And outside the enchanted forest are people that would love to tattoo our heads to a wall.
Yeah.
There are people who would like to burn us to death.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that would like to do all kinds of bad things. But here in the enchanted forest, everything is beautiful.
Wow.
And if you read the news today, and most people will not, you'll see a headline that says, USA closes embassy in Kyiv after warning of significant air attack. Well, those people in that country, maybe at one time, maybe for a while, they lived in the enchanted forest.
Mm-hmm.
Live there anymore.
Wow.
And I guarantee you, they're not worried about whether someone wears a tie today or whether somebody, you know, as a their iPhone is not 14 or 15. They worry, I got to get 16. They're not worried about that because their forest is on fire.
Yeah.
Now, our forest hasn't been on fire in a while.
Mm-hmm.
A whole generation or maybe two. Vietnam was the last time we really were on fire as a country when we were dealing in a war that nobody wanted, but we had a lot of our treasure was sent over there.
Mm-hmm.
Our brothers, sisters, our children.
Yeah.
When the people knocked over the building in 9/11,
screwed
at the Pentagon, it might have been a little bit, you know, sobering for a little while. Didn't last long.
I would say for me, I mean, significant as far as Nam went, I was just born when that was wrapping up. But I, as far as experiencing it personally. And not even in the right state, but the 9/11 attack to me was the biggest thing that had happened
it was shaky. In my lifetime. It would make you a little nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
But you live in the western part of the country.
That's right.
And all the bad stuff happens in the eastern part of the country.
It really does. I mean, minus the earthquakes.
And they were worried that day. That day they were worried that I think one of the places they were concerned about was Los Angeles.
Hmm.
They thought they were going to try to hit out there. And I'm not so – I don't remember if that came out later as they got into their stuff or whatever. But
yeah.
New York is going to be the target because New York is the – number one city in the world.
It's the hub.
Where the
it's
United
the
Nations is. It's where
yeah. financial where the world district, is. Everything.
Washington. And see, Trump wants to put a dome over the country, you know, like they have over Israel. I'm not so sure that isn't a bad idea.
I don't hate it.
Now we have the technology to do it.
I think we should do it. I don't know if it's expensive.
We have balloons coming over our country and God knows what all's going on. And I was telling today people at lunch, actually,
mm-hmm.
I said, people don't. I have to be a little bit more informed than the common person because I'm doing shows that require me to have knowledge outside this one little thing.
Sure.
I'm sure almost nobody paid any attention to the meeting that President Biden and the President of France and China, they were all in South America in the last few days having a big meeting. People have no idea the influence of China, like on South America. They just opened up a huge port that they paid for in Peru. You know, that's totally for them.
Of course,
And they've already set up in Chile these listening stations for satellites because it's geographically great where they put these listening devices where they can check on our satellites from Chile.
Yeah, I mean there's a constant threat.
We don't know about all this stuff. You know, people don't care. They're worried. They're waiting for Yellowstone to come on. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. We're not informed.
Yeah.
And last week, the head of the TBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, which is the state version of the state troopers. Every state has one.
Gotcha.
It's the detective division of the state police.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He went out and put it out and made national news that this Venezuelan, I believe it's Venezuelan gang, was very involved in sex trafficking, drugs, and it was all set up in the main cities in Tennessee. So it tells me if it's in the main cities in Tennessee, it's probably in the main cities in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and everywhere else.
Sure.
And that's one of the things that Trump has got to go after if they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cartels are all in the, whether it's Venezuelan or Mexican or wherever they are, they're so ingrained in the people because the money is such a big deal that it's going to be a war to try to get that under some kind of control.
I would agree.
I don't know that we can at this point.
I would agree with you, and I don't think people realize the magnitude. Like you said, they've discovered it here. That doesn't mean that's the only place that it is, right? It could exist in many places, and they'll discover down the road. But it is going to be costly, and it is going to be – that's another uphill battle. Speaking of uphill battles, they're going to have to throw some money at that, and people are going to have to care about
that. That's why they've got to quit throwing balloons and bombs all over the Middle East and everywhere else. We got money to spend over here.
Yeah.
You know, to try to clean up this country. And again, Trump's on a short leash.
Yeah.
The American people better see something he's doing or see something that's going on pretty quick. I mean, he's got less than a year and a half.
Yeah.
To really say, well, I can see this, I can see that, I can see this. That's why he's moving so fast to get the bureaucracy to approve his cabinet picks, who, honestly, there may be a method in the madness. I like a lot of them. I think they're okay. Some of the others, I really don't understand what he's doing, except he's putting in people that will shake things up. But it's easy to go in and chop down a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So you chop down the tree, now what? You know, you've got to have something to replace that for most things. And if you tear up the Justice Department, you're going to go in there and fire all the assistant directors of the FBI and go in there and all that stuff.
But how's it going
to
work?
Somebody to replace them.
Right. How's it going
to
work?
So you're going to bring somebody up, and how are you going to figure that out? You just can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You got to try to do some stuff, same way in the Defense Department. But the old cliche, Rome wasn't built in a day. But you got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
maybe they start and they can continue. But this is a monster. This is fighting an octopus.
Yeah, you're right about that. I was kind of excited, and I always have been, and there's a lot of people that are, just because of the fact of the $800 toilet seat or the $500 bolt that the government contracts.
I'm sure there are things they can get rid of.
Well, and that was,
there's a lot of employees that are, you know, that are just got to be careful, you know,
how you do it,
that you know what you're doing, you know, that you're listening. I think they'll be able to fix the border maybe the easiest, because I really do think people in the Border Patrol and the ICE people and some of those people really know what's going on.
And they really know how to stem the flow.
And they really know what they need to do.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
I think that's going to be maybe one of the easier things.
Yeah, I think one of the tougher things is going to be, and I was excited about it right away, was the government spending. Elon Musk and Ramaswamy.
That is their waste department.
Yeah, I was excited about that, but then I started to think about the political special interest groups that are not going to let that die.
No,
you know,
it's like getting something through any state legislature. I mean, you've got to fight the Farm Bureau on certain things.
Right.
You've got to fight insurance companies. You've got to fight the drug manufacturers. Mm-hmm. You've got lots of, everybody's got a special interest.
Right.
The department, you know, certainly has all these defense contractors and people make a fortune. And they're not going to go easy.
Right. You know? Right.
And they're going to go kicking and screaming at all these places.
Right.
So at some point, you're going to have everybody kicking and screaming.
Right. Exactly.
You're going in and you're going at all these things at one time. And again, you've still got civil service. And I don't know that they're just going to lay down. You know, you got rules and laws.
I don't either.
You're going to have to change some rules and laws about that.
Yeah.
You know,
as well as I do, does it need to be cleaned up? Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
You got a lot of problems with all of it.
But it's been created over a lot of years.
Right. Right.
You know, this has been built for 50, 100 years, not quite 100, but certainly since Roosevelt. He put in a lot of bureaucracy. And I don't know why particularly Trump really wants to close down the education department more than any other. I don't know. One of the newest departments. But, you know, it's just, we got to see what, you know, I think taking some of the taxes off of the old people and Social Security and some of those things immediate benefit, because
you have
money to spend.
And then let me ask you this, too. How much of it is, let's throw everything at the wall, right? Let's throw it all, and hopefully two or three things stick, and we go with it. The border, yes. This, yes. That, yes. But not all of it. It's just too much to get all of it.
It's too much. You can be poking. You have put some people in there and poke at some stuff. But again, the legislature, you know, the way that they set the country up, the Senate does not move fast.
Nope. Government doesn't move fast.
It's a debating society, and I don't know that you're going to get the people to move much. The House move can move pretty quick, but because that's so fiery, and you know, it's a debating quickly. They go fast, but then they want the Senate. Senate just goes slow, just by the nature of their rules and everything else. It's built to cool down the hot.
It's set up that way. Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be. People need to be very, you know, very patient to a point, but I think they're going to want to see some hot changes. And then what are you going to do? You know, he put in, like, just this week, Biden approved landmines. I didn't even know he still had those.
I didn't either, actually.
Before you have 10,000 North Koreans walk across the Ukrainian border, or what was their border, they would have put landmines to keep them out. Okay. You got this new missile that shoots way up there, and they're shooting logistics places and ammunition dumps and things like that with that missile, which is a good thing to do. But what's going to happen if you kill, say, 1,000 North Korean troops in one hit? Even if they're coming over the line, what's that going to do? Because you got a crazy rocket man over there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff, you know, and they're going to have to react to that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's going to change the president's day.
I agree.
Goes on, you know, they find they don't want to maybe dilly dally in international stuff. They want to deal with, you know, America first and all this stuff. But then we live in the world, and we're considered to be the leaders of the world. But we, you know, just look at World War I and II. We're the leaders of the world. We're expected. And I don't know how this is going to play out.
And the other question I have, and maybe you can help me answer this, is how quickly will it play out? Will this administration that's in there now make any kind of movements, or will they just kind of let it go out till January and then just be like, hey, this is your problem, man?
It's like everybody is scrambling to try to get as much done, like over there in Ukraine, before Trump comes in. I think Putin knows he's got to get everything. That's why they're telling the embassy people to go home, because they're ready for a significant attack. Putin's going to try to take as much land as he can
before Trump gets in.
And Ukraine's going to try to hold on to as much land as they can, you know, before Trump gets in, and then forces them to a table somehow. If that's going to happen. Yeah. And supposedly that's going to happen. So we'll see.
I mean, I hope.
Who knows what's going on with that?
I just hope. I hope. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that it doesn't escalate into a World War III situation.
Oh, yeah. They've got to hope that. And you've got to have – that's why you've got to have some cool heads, mm-hmm. you know, up there at the top. And it's – you know, the president is just one person. He's not the king. He's not the pope.
Right.
He is one person that's elected. And he's got to be the CEO, and he's got to work with these people that better be good than the assistants to this and the assistant to that.
Yeah.
Your number two, three, and four people better be good, particularly at the White House. And the good thing about Trump is he's been there before. That's a real important thing. He knows where he screwed up before and knows where he's had trouble before. So I'm sure that, you know, that machine has been learned to some degree, and we'll see where he goes with it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's such a crazy job, and I hope he can keep his health and, you know, get out there and play some golf every once in a while or something, because these Iranian people, they don't like him, and who knows who else he's going to make mad, cartels or whoever else. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, he's going to make, and he already has, a lot of enemies if he does everything that he's talking about doing. And no politician ever does everything, but if he does some of the things, it's going to piss some people off, and we're going to have to, maybe, I don't know how long the enchanted forest lasts, kind of thing.
I just think that there's a whole group of young people, God bless them, and that just haven't had to deal with the savages of war, mm-hmm. where their brothers and relatives, whoever, fathers, you know, come home dead from something, or come home so mortally wounded, you know, or so mentally wounded that they're not worth a damn. And that was the case of my oldest brother, who really just went, you know, didn't have a good life after he came back from Vietnam, really. It was recurring from those jungle things over there.
Yeah.
And just a lot of stuff, you know.
Sometimes
those warriors in that war were in bad shape. So,
I mean,
we just don't want to go there, and you can't help it sometimes to go, but you just got to be smart about how you do certain things. And for God's sakes, you know, there are some of us alive still that had to be scared about atomic warfare, nuclear war.
Yeah.
We used to have drills for that.
I remember having the
and
duck
there were
and cover.
Fallout shelters had Cub Scouts that we stayed overnight once in the Cubs. In the fallout shelter.
Yeah.
Thought it was cool, drank some kind of canned water.
Right.
And ate crackers or something.
Right.
You know, because we were pretending like the bomb had been dropped there or something.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. And
we had no clue what this world could do.
Yeah.
You look at the world, it's crazy. It's pretty crazy stuff going on.
No, I don't disagree with you. And I think adversity, you know, sometimes on a small amount builds character and that kind of thing. But I think a catastrophic adversity, like we're talking about, that's something that if you don't experience it, how would you ever know? Right. I mean, how
you don't, like, you know, the babes and the deer in the woods, they don't know that.
No blame. I mean, there's no blame. It's just the way it is. I mean, there's nobody's blaming anybody. It's just how they got lucky in their generation. And
yeah, they did. They lucked out. They didn't have to do it. So, but just tell them that it's a tricky world.
Yeah, it
is. And the world is out there. And I mean, for example, I just hear there's a headline, and I wasn't going to read it, but I'll read it to you.
Yeah,
anyway.
Go.
Ellen DeGeneres has moved to Great Britain and never coming back.
Hmm. Okay.
Because Trump has become president. Like, you're not going to escape Trump because you're in Great Britain? who is always, dependent, on America. And so you better try to work with the system instead of, fine, they should be, if they don't like it, they should be working already on the next 4 years of getting whoever they want to be the president.
Right.
That's how we do it in this country. We don't split and leave. She's rich. She thinks she's going to avoid it in England. That doesn't even make any sense because they've got a lot more taxes over there than we do. Nobody, even the Beatles and everybody else, can hardly afford to be there.
I don't think they think about that. I really don't think they do.
They don't, because she's got so much money.
Yeah, she can. I mean, I'll just call it what it is. That's a little tantrum, and you can have it and go live
and
there, I guess.
Doing it's post-election tantrums, were going on.
Yeah, post-election tantrums.
That, President Trump and Elon and all these other people that are, have thoughts of what they're going to do, I hope that they do it, and I hope people somehow figure out a way how to work with it or properly disagree.
Right. Have a conversation.
I don't like the Matt Gaetz thing. I think it's crazy.
That was a little weird for me, too. I mean, I'm not saying...
I don't know the full story.
I don't either.
I just know what we've been fed.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we've been fed properly.
I was very surprised.
It seems weird.
Yeah, I was really...
The guy that's doing the... Fox guy that's doing the Defense Department, I see, okay, at least he's a soldier. And then someone always plays, well, look who was in it now. No, 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 no. Okay.
Yeah.
I can see on some of that the person that's going to shake things up. Robert Kennedy.
We'll
he's
see.
He's got some good ideas,
we'll
but
see.
I don't believe in his vaccine ideas. I think those are bad. And like some of the people that really can't stand him, said, Moms, I hope you like measles. Well, I hope to God he's not against the measles vaccine. I haven't researched that to see if he is.
I haven't either.
The people who are against, they're crazy. I mean, measles, every vaccine you put in your body has got some potential on somebody to be bad. But overall, 99.9% of the people, it's great, and it keeps you from getting measles or whatever.
Yeah, this whole thing is interesting. I love watching the cabinet go together. I don't agree with all of it, but I don't know the people. I don't know them as well as I should. But I can't tell you Biden's cabinet.
He had a bunch of faceless people.
Nobody's memorable.
I couldn't tell you now except Mayor Pete in transportation.
Buttigieg was.
What did he do?
I don't know.
The FAA is still messed up. The railroads, I don't know they're any better.
You're not wrong about that. I mean, you're not wrong.
I don't know what he did. The big problems are still big problems.
Right. So,
and I don't see that any of them have changed.
And he was supposed to be the perfect choice for that. So maybe these other choices, maybe they will
shake things
up. Look
at the Secretary of State, Blinken. What's he done?
Anthony
Blinken. We got wars popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
Like popcorn in a machine. So what's he done?
Right.
So I don't know. I don't have a problem with the defense secretary. I don't know him, know much about him.
I thought he was also an attorney, too. I'm not sure of that.
Yeah, whatever. But... So it's just, we don't know everything. It's just, I'm praying that he's putting people that are good and he's got some good assistants in there.
Yeah.
But, are any of these people saints that are going in there? Not a one. and some things are going to make it pass. And I think the Senate should confirm, but they can't stall. So it's got to be somewhere in between.
Right.
Do they need to get all the facts on Matt Gaetz as far as whatever the facts are?
Yeah, probably.
I'm hoping that the Republican majority, does their homework and looks into everybody and then see what's going on,
Yeah. No, I agree. That one surprised me a little bit. But again, I don't know. There was no conviction. I don't know exactly what happened there. But I do know that I don't know about all of these people and anything really below the surface. So if somebody in Washington thinks they're going to do a good job at it and they got the credentials to do it, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's get it.
And is government bloated and there are too many employees and they're all working at home and doing all that?
Mm.
That may change, and there's going to be people belly aching about that.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Then people raising hell at Morning Joe for going down to Mar-a-Lago and meeting with the president. Okay, I don't trust them particularly because they were, last 10 days ago, they're calling him Hitler and everything else.
Right.
Would you go and see Hitler if you really, why'd you say that anyway?
That is interesting.
That's kind of disingenuous. They just need to go away is probably what...
Well, and you and I both know there was a kind of an anti-woke sentiment that crossed the U.S. that that maybe is part of putting a or the cat back in the bag, but it's not all going back in. It's and it's not all these problems aren't going to get solved in one day, in 2 years, or whatever, you know, amount of time, year and a half that he's got. It's just not going to happen. But if we can make progress with
move the needle, that's what people want to see. The
needle, they want to see the needle move
the positive,
right? The economy,
and we want something going on.
Right. We want the economy to turn a bit. We want prices to go down. We want the border to be safe. There's a few real key things. And if that's, and you've said this for a long time, and even before any of this election crap, you've said this for a long time, people want to be safe. They want to be safe. They don't
Most of all, they want to be safe, whether it's safe from Vladimir Putin
or
from somebody that we don't know coming in our house and wreaking havoc. We want to be safe.
Yeah, you're right.
And we're depending on these people to make us safe.
So get it done.
So get it done and fix the problems in these cities, in the court systems. And if we need more prisons, let's get some more. Mm-hmm. But let's deal with criminals in some way, you know, where you're not just making us go broke, you know, because we're spending $1 million a year on a murderer.
Right. Oh, boy.
There's got to be a more technically efficient way to prison. To imprison people, if that's the answer, let's use Elon Musk technology and figure a way how to keep these people, and not the old system where you're trying to get somebody to commit to going to be in jail for 8 hours a day, which is what a prison guard does.
Yeah.
Have somehow the technology is running this stuff. So, I mean, we need to
These are all great ideas and things that we have to think about, and you really hit a keynote for me when you said we're all living in the Sherwood Forest or the forest.
Yeah, the Enchanted Forest.
Yeah, the Enchanted Forest. And that is really true. So I hope people stop and they take a minute, even after listening to the podcast today, and just go, you know, what Jimmy said about the Enchanted Forest or whatever, that really is real. I mean, if you protect your children from every outdoor element there is, when they get out there, they're not going to be able to handle it.
They're not going to know that it's dangerous.
Correct. And so I think that's what we've got a case of right now.
It's really a fine line you got to dance, really. Is.
Yeah, you're right about that. What a great episode, Jimmy. Enjoyed the heck out of it. Until next week when we do this all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.